Hello, I'm Charles Watkinson. I'm director of University of Michigan Press. I'm based in Ann Arbor in the USA. And I'm going to talk a little bit about using data in making publishing decisions. And I'm speaking about this in the context of books in particular. So University of Michigan Press is a publisher of about 100 books a year. And I'm showing here the website of University of Michigan Press. And as a publisher, we're really thinking about ourselves operating in what I would call a two-sided market. The first side of that market is authors. So we're really trying to convince authors that we're a good publisher to publish with. And we're trying to use data to make publishing decisions about which authors to publish. So I'm going to talk initially about publishing decision-making in the acquisitions area. So when we're talking to authors and moving a proposal and a manuscript through a process of selection. The other side of the market is readers. In our world, which is mainly academic monographs, individual readers don't buy our books as much as libraries. And I'm going to talk particularly about decision-making in terms of how to target the library market and how to get libraries to support our monograph program. I should also say that a particular focus at University of Michigan has been on open access publishing. And so we're really looking at ways to get library support for open access book publishing through our collection, the University of Michigan Press eBook collection. So that will be a particular theme of what I'm talking about. So let's get started and let's talk about acquisitions and data in acquisitions decision-making. I'd like to talk particularly about this book, Ohio Under COVID, Lessons from America's Heartland in Crisis. So this is a new book that we're publishing open access, and I want to talk about how we made the decision to acquire and publish this book. So I'm going to show you a particular document that I have here. And let me just get that up on screen. And this is called an ACC approval packet, the acquisitions approval packet. And this is a document that goes to an internal meeting at University of Michigan Press, where we decide the editor of this book and the other editors and the director of the press and the sales and marketing team, with representation also sometimes from the production team, we decide whether to go ahead with a book. And so this acquisitions approval packet is put together by the editor who's acquired the book, and this is the basis of our discussion. And I want to say that data in this context doesn't just have to be numbers. It's also very qualitative information, and that would include the peer reviews that we have commissioned. So here you see an acquisitions approval packet, and I'm going to scroll down a little bit here. You'll see that there's actually a really nice description, and there is actually information and a recommendation. But here we have some data that is in quantitative form. So as we make the decision, we look at comparable books. And actually recently, unsurprisingly, we've published a couple of books about the coronavirus. And so here, the editor has presented comparative data from two rather different books. Coronavirus Politics is a book about political decisions internationally. So not just about Ohio. Being Human During COVID is a much narrower focus on the experience of COVID in Michigan, so a neighboring state to Ohio. And so we do have data here, and we'll always supply data on these comparable books. But the data here is of limited use because it's really hard to work out in this new area of publishing what your comps, as it were, would be. They're often called comps in our world, what your comparative books are. But we certainly have a couple of interesting indicators in this book, Greer et al., Coronavirus Politics. So you'll see that we're looking at a book with a comparable price, $45, and the life-to-date sales at this point are 122 units, and it is an open-access book. So that's really important that we're comparing a like-to-like, and the life-to-date sales are $4,165. Now, the major importance of this is that it's an open access book, so we don't really expect that many sales, but we do expect a lot of use. And so we're looking at some categories of usage here. We're looking at page views, 8,663. We're looking at the Altmetric score, and we're looking at a citation score. So this is a comp which is bringing in data that is sales data, but increasingly it's also usage and engagement data. The other really important piece of data that we have are the reviews. And I'm going to scroll rather quickly through here to get to one of the reviews. So, sorry, there is material for the editors to look at, which are proposal materials. But here you see we've had an external review, Review A, commissioned. And we can see that the reviewer has provided a lot of really rich insight into the value of this book. And this is an expert who has done a peer review. We'll pay a small honorarium to this expert. And his recommendation at the end is, I recommend the University of Michigan award a contract to the editors of Ohio under COVID. But I think it's really important to see that this is data, but it's really rich data of a qualitative kind. So I'm going to go back now to the website, and I'm just going to show you quickly the Coronavirus Politics book that was used as a comp. And this is actually our public website, and we try and make this data available as publicly as possible. And you will see here that the Altmetric score is linked to this book. And if you click on that button, you can see that the Altmetric score provides a very, very rich backup set of information concerning what goes into that number. And so we can see here news outlets, blogs, a policy source, tweeters, etc. And in each of these categories, you'll see that you can click on this and you can have a look at the way that the work is being engaged with. And this will also be very helpful from a marketing perspective with Ohio under COVID, because it suggests the particular ways to position this book, what kind of news outlets might actually pick it up. And it suggests other ways of thinking about where the main outlets are. You'll also see that here is the information about citations that are coming from the Dimensions data set. And that's very helpful, even for a new book like this, to see the building citations record. So that's a decision-making insight into the acquisitions process. And I should emphasize that there are a number of other decision points that are going to happen with this particular project, Ohio under COVID, which has now been accepted. But that book has gone through the process of the acquisitions editor making a decision that this is a book worth pursuing. It then went through that process of the acquisitions approval meeting, which was its internal meeting, deciding that it should be actually recommended for publication to another group, which is our executive committee, which is the group of faculty members at University of Michigan who finally make decisions on what we should publish. So that acquisitions approval packet, that went through to the executive committee. And there was one thing that was not included in what was then sent through to the executive committee, which was our profit and loss statement. And this is another very important part of our decision-making tools. So I'm going to show this last of all. So let's go back to that proposal document. And I'm just going to move that across here. And let's go down to the end. And here you see our title P&L. We actually call it a budget P&L. And the emphasis when we talk about open access books nowadays is much more, of course, on the cost side than on the sales side, because the book will be available open. But you can see here that we've brought in a number of bits of information about our anticipated costs of producing this book, like the editing and proofing, the composition design. We bring these through based on prior experience. We also have the costs to print the print edition. And then we have some estimates here about the sales that it might acquire. And very importantly, we get information coming in to most of these P&Ls about how much money we may get from open access subvention. In this case, you'll see that the crucial thing here for us is the gross margin. So if we were thinking in terms of this being a book for sale, we would want this gross margin to be a lot higher. In fact, closer to 60%. It's very low here, it's 14%. And this was why, when we discussed this book in acquisitions approval, we actually required the editor to go away and find quite a large open access subvention from an institute at the university that published this book. So that actually, this decision-making actually informed us on the amount of the subvention that we needed to acquire. Okay, I want to now go back and talk about decision-making in sales and marketing. So in sales and marketing, what we're trying to do is we are trying to sell a collection of books to libraries. And this is a web page dedicated to the University of Michigan Press ebook collection. And so one of the most persuasive things when we're selling to libraries is to know how they're using our books currently. And we use for this a tool that we license from the IP registry, from PSI Metrics. And this is a tool where we feed into this the usage information from our publishing platform, Fulcrum, and we can actually identify usage by IP address down to a particular institution. I've used the example of the University of Michigan here because that's the institution I'm at, and I can share that information pretty easily with you. But the University of Michigan, during this period, this is actually, I'm looking at a couple of years of use, they actually just had 79 hits of the particular books in our collection. But you can see that there were a large number of books that were actually being used. And here there are 55 books that were being used in various ways. And let's see if they used particular titles here. So I could search here, for example, to see which particular titles of our books were being used. I can just double check here. I'm looking at open content as well as paid content. I could just look at open content if I wanted. And then I can also see hits by date. And what's interesting about hits by date is when you see April and August and September, you actually are seeing probably evidence of course use. So that's interesting. And I can therefore go to a university like University of Michigan and tell a very persuasive story about how those books are being used at the university. And that will really help the library make the decision. It also helps us to identify which institutions are using our content at a higher level with this metrics report. So selling to libraries is interesting because libraries are also very interested, of course, in the question of how the books that they are acquiring are actually making an impact in the world. And one of the things that we're really working on now at University of Michigan is thinking about the wider question of impact, so social impact of our open access books. And this is a page here, which is on our ebook collection site, which really gets to that social impact. And so we're really thinking about use across the world and the way in which we tell that stories to libraries. So we have several different visualizations on this page. So here is a map that shows content requests actually over the past 4 weeks. And these are coming from our platform. So let's click on this one, for example, in Norway. And we can see that there's a reader reading this book, The Media Welfare State. Here's a user in Nigeria using one of our books around military rule and democracy. And this is actually a very persuasive rhetorical device for talking about the value of open access. This data is coming from Google Analytics installed on our site. And then this is a fairly new tool for us, which is the a books analytic dashboard developed at Curtin University in Australia. And this is looking at our open access books in particular. You remember the book Coronavirus Politics that I was just talking about. So if we go down to that book, we can see at that level how that book's being used. So Coronavirus Politics, you can see here that the book has been used around 25,000 times on these various platforms. So data's coming in from these various platforms using the counter standard. We can see a little bit of more information about some of those platforms like JSTOR with the chapter downloads. And we can also pull in data from other platforms more manually. There's data coming in from Google Books as well. And we also have some data coming in from Crossref, although for this particular book, you'll see Crossref hasn't recognized much use. We'll probably rely on outmetric.com. So this is data about how particular users are appreciating this book. And of course, that's going to be important for libraries who are interested in creating impact, not only on their own campuses, but in the world more generally. And then we try and summarize some of this in this series of stories of impact, because storytelling is so important in helping people make decisions. And one of the things I really like in terms of the data we have available is, in addition to quantitative data, including this more nuanced quantitative data, for example, about geographical spread of usage, we are getting a whole lot of responses from readers who use the books on our platform and who respond to a little pop-up query that comes up whenever you use an open access book saying, could you tell us a little bit more about your use of the book? So these are actually responses from particular users of our books that tell the story of why they value open access and why they are actually excited. And this is another way in which we're kind of really trying to encourage libraries to think when they make decisions about supporting our open access program, think about the social impact that they're contributing to, as well as our own impact, as well as the impact on their particular scholars at their institution. So in closing, I mean, I do invite you to take a look at the University of Michigan Press eBook Collection site particularly, and look at the ways in which we're talking about social impact, maybe do some drilling down into our collection and have a look at some of the data that we publicly display that is helping make our case to authors and to readers. So here's Coronavirus Politics. Think about decision-making as a qualitative as well as a quantitative data activity. So thank you very much for your attention. I hope this is useful. I'm Charles Watkinson again, and I hope you enjoyed this presentation on using data in book publishing decision making. Thank you very much.